Okay, today's Daf Kuf Nun Zayin. We're going to finish with Masechta Shabbos today, Mirtz Hashem. We're on Daf Kuf Nun Vav Amud Beis. We'll go back to the Mishnah, where it says like this. Mechatchin et hadluin, you can cut up gourd, lifnei behema, in front of the behema. In other words, it's to cut up animal food. Vesa nevela, and you can cut up nevela, which is a dead animal, lifnei hakalavim, for the dogs. It's dog food. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, imlo haitha nevela meir of Shabbos. If the animal that you're cutting up was not dead before Shabbos, then asur, then you can't do it. L'fishe'enu min ha'muchan, because it wasn't prepared. Because when the animal was alive, on Friday afternoon, the animal was alive, it was muksa. No one's eating a live animal. Dogs aren't eating a live animal. The dog's only eating a dead animal. So therefore, when you have a live animal, it wasn't prepared for Shabbos. So therefore, when it died on Shabbos, you can't use the animal. You can't cut it up. It's really muksa. The Tanakhama didn't hold like that. He said you could. He didn't make a distinction like that. He just said you could cut up the animal. So Itmar, Arel Shachaz Simon, Amar Ula Halacha Krib Yehuda. Yeah, we pass on like Krib Yehuda, who said over here that is Enu Min Amuchan, right? If the animal wasn't dead before Shabbos, you can't. Ushmul Halacha Krib Shimon. Fine. Vav Rav Sav Halacha Krib Yehuda. Even Rav held that way. Because it's the covers of the ship, stuff on the ship, the goods were covered. What were they covered with? They were covered with some kind of coverings. Those coverings weren't good for anything. Those coverings are muksa. Can't touch those coverings. It's covering supplies. The Rav Asar Ushmul Shari. Rav said it's Asar. Why is it Asar? Because before Shabbos, he had no intention of using these covers. Rav Levi Sar B'lachak Reb Yehuda. And Levi also held like Reb Yehuda. Kihad Levi Kavi Maisi Tarifta Lekaime Biyometava. When they would bring a trefa to check out if the animal was kosher or not on Yontif. Now you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yontif. You're allowed to do that. So they checked on the animal, then they would bring it to Levi to check out, is the animal a trefa? Because if it's a trefa, it's a problem. So when he would check out the trefa, he would sit by the garbage dump to check out the trefa right there. The Amar Dilma Lomis Kasha. Maybe it's Taka going to end up being a trefa. And even the dog I can't feed it to. So it goes right here in the garbage. I'm right by the garbage. So what you see again, is why can't you give it to the dog? Because the animal was alive before Yontif. And what, so therefore the animal's alive before Yontif, you could eat it, 100%, because you could eat it. You could shecht it before Yontif. You could shecht it on Yontif. But for the dog, no such thing. Ushmul amar halacha k'Reb Shimon, and Shmuel says halacha is like Reb Shimon. That it's mutter. The Av Ze'iri savar halacha k'Reb Shimon, and even Ze'iri said that. The Dnan, there's a mission in Beitza that says like this: Behemis shemesa. If an animal died, lo yizizena bimkoma. You can't move it. Can't move the animal. V'tirgum ha-ze'iri, v'behem ha-skachim. It's only if it was kachim. If it was kachim, you can't move it. Avol chulin, but chulin, shapradami. Yes, you can move. Why could you move it? Give it to the dog. After B'yochanan, Amar halacha k'Reb Shimon. Even B'yochanan said he held like K'Reb Shimon. Miyomar B'yochanan hachi, did B'yochanan really say he held like K'Reb Shimon? V'amar B'yochanan halacha k'stam mishnah. B'yochanan always said, I hold like a stam mishnah. Utnan, there was a mishnah that says like this. There's a mishnah in, I think it's in Beitza. Yes. Ain mevakin etim menakoros. You can't like break off pieces of the beam, right from the beam. Falomenakora shenish bris biyantif, or a different beam. If it broke by itself on yantif, cracked. The beam cracked on yantif. You can't use that beam now for something, right? Why can't you use it for something on yantif? Why not? It's muksa. Why is it muksa? I'm allowed to make fire. I'm allowed to make a firewood yontif. I need firewood. The answer is because when yontif started, that beam was not firewood. It was a beam holding up your roof. Now it broke, or you broke it yourself. Either way, no.
Muksa,
because it's not mukhan. It's not prepared. Not something you know a lot. No, but it's not, the point is it's not prepared because when yontif started, that beam was in your roof. Now it cracked on yontif. You know what? Sitting over here, might as well use it for firewood. No. No, you're not allowed to do that. So, how can Rabbi Yochanan say a holik of Shimon when he holds like a Stam Mishnah? The Stam Mishnah doesn't hold like a Shimon. So the Gemara enters, Rabbi Yochanan Ahu, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Masnila. He didn't learn that that Mishnah was anonymous. He learned that Mishnah was authored by Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, it doesn't have to hold like that, because it's not a Stam Mishnah. Toshma, let's try to bring another Raya. There's a Mishnah in Beitza. Maschilin Baremas Hateven, Avolo Be'etim Shebemukta. Right? So what does that mean? That that you're allowed to use maschilin on Yontif. You're allowed to use Aremas HaTeven, a bundle of Teven. Why? Because Stam Teven is omade to be used for firewood. So you can use it for firewood. Aval lo be'etzim shebemuksa. But not the etzim, not wood, cut up wood in the backyard. That you can't use. Says Rashi, the second skinny line. Shehinicham beruchava. You put it in the backyard, shachori habayso, behind your house. Vakatzam liyamos hastav. You cut them up for the winter. Muksa ruchava shachori batim. Normally, things in the backyard, it wasn't like today, a backyard where you go out there and sit. And, no. It wasn't like that. It was like a little storage area. So that's storage. Set aside for storage. Shehuksa achori beiso lachnashom davar lotzer. That's where you prepare things to bring to the storehouse. So it's all muksa. So again, maschilin ba'ri masateven. Yeah, the straw, the teven that you cut up, that you could use. Why? That's tam, that's what it was used for. Avalo etzim shem muksa. So the Gemara answers, it's against the Stam Mishnah that goes against Rabbi Yochanan, so you can't use the wood. So the Gemara says, no, chasam over there, chasam ba'arze va'ashuche. We're talking about different kinds of wood. The muksa machmas chesarin kis, which is very expensive, and there, afilu Rabbi Shimon moda. Even Rabbi Shimon would agree, you can't touch that. Tashma, another question. Ein mashkin, you're not allowed to a gift to drink, the shochtin or shecht es hamidbarios, the animals that are wild animals out in the desert. Avomashkin v'shochtin es habaisos, but the ones in your bayis, the ones in your house, the ones that you own, of course you could feed them, and of course you could check them, right? So what do you see from here? It's a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, right? How could Rabbi Yochanan hold like Rabbi Shimon? And the Gemara answers, you see why it's a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Yehuda? Ein maskin v'shochtin es hamidbarios. You can't shecht animals that don't belong to you. Why not? Because they're not muchan. According to Rabbi Shimon, of course you can. And Rabbi Yochanan passing like Rabbi Shimon. This is a Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan stame achrina ashkach. He found another Mishnah that we learned earlier in Shabbos. Beishamei omrim magbiyin me'al ha'shulchan Atzamos uklipin. Beishamai says you're allowed to remove shells and bones off the table. Ubetel omim misalik esatavla kula umanara. No. You lift up the table and everything falls away. And v'amr Rab Nachman onu ein lanu ella beishamai k'Rab Yehuda ubet Hillel k'Rab Shimon. And we switched around the names so that Beit Hillel holds like Rab Shimon. So this is not an anonymous Mishnah. Says Rabbi Yochanan had another anonymous Mishnah. It's not anonymous. It's Rabbi Shammai Beis Hillel. The answer is yes. Beis Hillel is even better than an anonymous Mishnah. Beis Hillel, everyone holds it. We hold like Beis Hillel. So if Beis Hillel said something, and there's an anonymous Mishnah that says something different, we don't have to hold the anonymous Mishnah. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who always held, what's the reason why you hold from anonymous Mishnahs? What's the reason for that? Why is an anonymous Mishnah so authoritative? The answer is simple. Because when Yehuda HaNasi wrote the Mishnayos, if nobody argued on it, he left it anonymous. This is a consensus opinion. Everyone agrees to this. I'm leaving it anonymous. I have to say, he said it, and he said it. Everyone said it. That's the reason. So Rabbi Yochanan always said, I always hold from anonymous Mishnahs. Because it's a consensus opinion. Now you find one, Rabbi Akiva says like this. I don't have to hold like every random lone otana. But if it's anonymous, it's a consensus. So that's all fine and good. That doesn't beat Beis Hillel. If Beis Hillel said something, everyone holds like Beis Hillel. So, good. Pligi ba Ravacha Ravina. Chara Amar once said like this. B'chol Shabbos Kula, Halacha K'Rab Shimon. In the entire Masechta Shabbos, we always hold like Rab Shimon. And there are four, Levar, except for, Mimuksa Machmaz Mias. Except for Mimuksa Machmaz Mias. Umayniya, what is that? Ner Yashan. an old candle, that even he would agree it's muksa. Uvachad amar, but muksa machmas mi is namin alachak Reb Shimon. No, even Reb Shimon would agree you can move the candle. Levar mi muksa machmas iser, except for muksa machmas iser. Umayniya, what's that? Ner shed likubo ba'osa Shabbos. A ner that was lit on that Shabbos. That's muksa machmas iser, you can't move that candle. Avo muksa machmas chesar and kiss, afil Reb Shimon moda. But if it's an issue of expensive, muksa machmas chesar and kiss, then even Reb Shimon would agree you can't move it. That now, like we learned earlier, kol keli mitalim b'Shabbos, every keli can be moved on Shabbos. Keli can be moved. Chutz, except for, masmer agadol, a big saw, v'yosad shel machareisha, or some peg from the plow. Those are very expensive tools, and even Reb Shimon would hold, you can't move them. But every other time we hold like Reb Shimon, what other times are there? There are four machlokas throughout Masechet Shabbos. It's a good thing on the last page. Four machlokas throughout Masechet Shabbos, where Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda argue, and we hold like Reb Shimon. And they are, number one, muksa. Regular muksa, right, which includes three things. Number one, muksa stam. What does muksa stam mean? Muksa stam means that, like, no. Muksa machmas gufo, everyone agrees you can't move. No. Stam is not what stam means. Stam means, like, Pesach dishes. That the etzem thing is not muksa. It's not muksa. Dishes are not muksa. But when Shabbos began, you never dreamed you'd use them on Shabbos. Like the birthday cake that you bought on Friday for the party on Sunday. You never dreamed you're going to use the cake. The cake's muksa. Cake's not muksa. Cake is food. It's not muksa. But you never dreamed you're going to use it. What happened? All of a sudden, 50 friends of yours that you didn't know you have show up on Shabbos. You have nothing to serve them. You'll serve them the cake and you'll go buy another cake. So can you do that? Reb Shimon says, yeah. Reb Shimon says, we can't do that. It's muksa. That's muksa stam. When we think of muksa stam, money, right? Things, a button falls off, it's muksa. That's what we think is muksa. That's not what they're talking about. Reb Shimon agreed to that, it's for sure. We're talking about this other kind of muksa, like I'm talking about, like dishes and cutlery that set aside, Pesach cutlery. You have Pesach dishes. What happens? 100 friends, every friend show up. So don't have any dishes. No, we'll make the Pesach dishes, chametz, we'll get new Pesach dishes in Pesach time. That's the muksa stam we're talking about. That's number one. Number two is something that being hashmashos, it wasn't prepared, and it got prepared later. Is that what it is? Yeah. When Bein HaShemashos began, it was muksa, and then somehow over Shabbos it became not muksa. Somehow. So Reb Shimon says it's not muksa now. Reb Yehuda says no, it is. That's number two. Number three is muksa machmas mius. Reb Shimon said it's not a problem. Reb Yehuda said yes, it is. That's the first category. Second category, Davar Sheina Mischavein. Our old friend, Davar Sheina Mischavein. According to Reb Shimon, it's mutter. And according to Reb Yehuda, it's aser. Number three, Malach Hashem Tzmichu L'gufa. Reb Shimon says it's mutter, and Reb Yehuda said it's aser. It's all min haTorah. And number four is the one that goes against the tide, is Mekalkel by Chabura and by Havara. Right? Mekalkel by Chabura, making someone a wound, Kilkel. I did it for no purpose. There Reb Shimon says he chayev. And there Reb Yehuda says he potter. Right? Even though every wound is really kilkel.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Fine. Those are the four. And we come to the last Mishnah in Masechet Shabbos, which says like this. Mefirin nedarim b'Shabbos. You're allowed to be mefir neders on Shabbos. V'nish'alin l'nedarim, right? That's talking about a husband being mater his wife's neder. The husband has a right, when he hears about his wife's neder, to mater it. He could do that on Shabbos. V'nish'alin l'nedarim. And you can go to a chacham to undo a neder. That you can also do on Shabbos. Shehein l'tzarech Shabbos. If they're for Shabbos reasons. If they're about Shabbos. If they're not about Shabbos, then you can't do it on Shabbos. Okay? Yeah. Why can't you be matir neder or go to a chacham on Shabbos? Why not? So, a few reasons. The Ran says it's because it's similar to going to a Bezdin, which you can't do on Shabbos. You can't go to Bezdin on Shabbos. That's one reason. Here, in Masechta Shabbos, that's in the Dorm, he says that. Here he says the reason why you can't go to a bez, you can't go is because it's a tircha. Shlepping to bezin now, shlepping to the chacham, it's like a tircha. And then another reason, strange reason, some specific called the Torah's Rafal brings down, it's misaking. Because right now you're inhibited. I'll get that out. You made a nether, not even kicholent. That's a terrible nether to make. But we'll get rid of that nether. We'll go to the chacham now. So it's misaking. Right? So that's another reason. Okay. Next. Upokikin es hamor. You can stuff up the window. You can close the window on Shabbos.
One second. So why can't you? That doesn't make the list. The answer doesn't make any sense. Because if it's misaking, what's the difference if you need it for Shabbos or not?
No, because only if it's misaking because it's for Shabbos. I said I'm not going to meet your mother-in-law on Tuesday. I'm not doing that. I'm not meeting your mother on Tuesday. So do it. So mount it on Sunday. What if you mount it now on Shabbos for?
Misaking for Shabbos is okay.
No, of course not.
Right.
So we're gonna be fine this anyway. Next, other random halacha. You can close up a window. You can measure. You're allowed to measure a cloth to see if it's the right shear for tuma. You can measure a mikvah also to see if the mikvah is the right size. There was a story with the father of Rav Tzadok. Who be made Abba Shal ben Butnes in his day? Shepakaku es hamor b'tfiach. They stuffed up a window with some kind of jug. Kashu es hamakida begemi, and they tied. I'm not sure what a makida is. What's a makida? It's some kind of pleat made out of cheres. They tied it with a gemi with some kind of rubber reed or something. Lay that to know im yesh begigis poseach tefach. In Lav, if they wanted to know if the opening was a tefach or not, so they're measuring it with a rope. They wanted to know if the opening is a tefach or not. Why? For Torah reasons, we'll get to it in the Gemara. From here we see shepokikin umodin v'koshin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to close windows. You're allowed to measure, and you're allowed to tie on Shabbos. Iboylehu hafara. This issue of hafara, which is what a husband does for his wife. Bein letzorech, bein shelo letzorech, whether it's for a tzorech of Shabbos or not. The she'ela and going to the chacham is letzorech in shelo letzorech lo. That's only for a tzorech, and that's why umishum haki kaflaginhu me'adati. That's why they separated these two halachas. It says mafir in the darim b'Shabbos, kama v'nishal in the darim she'in tzorech b'Shabbos. And and you can go ask for a thing if it's a tzorech, which makes it sound like the first one, mefarim, is whether or not it's a tzorech or not. That's what the Gemara thinks, right? So the prima god. So that's see how you read the Mishnah. How's it look at the Mishnah? Mefarim, mefirin, nedarim, b'Shabbos, comma. Is there a tzorech involved or not? Doesn't say. Then it says. Vinish all the darim shehen letzorech haShabbos, which you can go to the nimbul chacham if it's for tzorech. So does that mean that the husband can make for his wife's nether even if there's no tzorech? Oh, Dilmore, maybe no. Hafara nami letzorech in shul letzorech lo. The husband also can only be made for his wife's nether if it's for tzorech for Shabbos. Fahad dekam afleg luhum. Then why is it separated in the Mishnah? Why is it separated? Because mishum da hafara ain't tzorech bezdin. Hafara doesn't require a bezdin. Fisha'elo tzmicha bezdin. And fisha'elo, you gotta go to a bezdin. That's the Gemara's question. The Prima Gadim asks, one second, forget the husband for a minute. Even if there's no husband, the wife can go to a chacham too. So why do you even need a husband to be made for an eder? Go to a chacham like everyone else.
Okay, three people saying,
yeah, not a husband. You don't need three people for a husband. So, No, you don't need a bezin for your husband. So, but either way, you can go to a bezin. So that's exactly what he answers. If Prima Gadim answers, a person doesn't want to shop his life to a bezin. He just do it himself. Yeah, he could go to a bezin. That's why it's a separate category, because he doesn't want to shop his life to a bezin. Okay. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to it when the husband has to find out about it. Right. Tashma. The Tani Zuti ben Rav Papa, Mefiru Nadarim B'Shabbos, L'Tzorech Shabbos. He learned, has to be for Tzorech. The husband can only be made for his wife's nether if there's a tzarech. The tzarech Shabbos in, shol tzarech lo. If not, not. Lishna Achrin, another version, Hibay Elohu. The tzarech at Tarvayu Ketani, the tzarech we've got going on both of them, v'shol tzarech lo. And if not a tzarech, then no. Alma, hafaras nadarim me'eis le'eis. That forest darim goes from ace to ace. So you can go Matzah Shabbos and be made for it. You don't have to do it now. Because it goes from ace to ace. So it goes from every, the moment, 24-hour period. She said it on 7 a.m. Shabbos morning. You have till 7 a.m. Sunday morning. O Dilma, kikatani l'tzarech, asha elahu diktani. No, no, no. The tzarech was going on the shayla, going to a chacham. Avol hafaras nadarim, but hafaras nadarim, afilu shelo l'tzarech. Even if there is no tzarech. Alma, hafaras nadarim kolayom. It's kolayom. Right? That's why he can be made for it, even if there's no tzarech, because once Shabbos is over, he can't be made for it. Because it ends by Shkia of that day. So she made a neder 8 p.m. Shkia is 8:20. He's got 20 minutes to be made for it. So even if it's shelo l'tzarech, we're going to let him, because then he's stuck with it. So... What? No, the husband, you have it's only when he hears about it, you have that day. So the question is it 24-hour period, or is it that day? If it's a 24-hour period, then you might make for it now, wait till after Shabbos. If it's less than, if it's that day, he's got to be made for it now, even if there's no tzarech, because otherwise he's stuck with it. So Tashma, Tashani Rav Zuti Bar Papa, Bar Dere Rav Papa, Mafir in Adar B'Shabbos, Tzarech Shabbos. No, only Tzarech Shabbos. Tzarech Shabbos in, Shalom Tzarech Lo. Alma, what do you see? Hafaris Nar Me'eis Le'eis. It goes Me'eis Le'eis. So be made for it after Shabbos. I need to be made for it now for. Amr Avashi, Vanan Tanah, but it says in the Darim, Hafaris Darim Kalayom. Hafaris Darim is every day, the whole day. It's V'yesh, it's the whole day, meaning, V'yesh L'Hakal, B'Darv L'Hakal, L'Hakal, it's a Kula and a Chumra. Ketzad has a Ketzad, no, Dribble Leil Shabbos, she makes it another Friday night, made for Leil Shabbos, V'yom Shabbos, Aj Techshach. You have till Shabbos is over, right? Nedar Imshech HaShecha, if she makes a neder 8:15, 5 minutes before Shkia, made for Adzo Techshach. You only have till Shkia, 5 more minutes. Shim Lohefer Meshech HaShecha, in Yachal Lohefer. If you don't be made for the next 5 minutes, you lose your chance. So you could have 5 minutes to be made for another, you could have 23 hours and 59 minutes to be made for. Right? What? It's more makra than the Eitz L'Eitz. The point is that there is a Kula and a Chumra aspect to it. But the point is, this goes against Rav Zuta, who's this? Rav Zuti, who said, you have 24 hours. So the answer is, Tanoi, it's a machlokas Tanoim. The Tanya, hafaras nadarim kol hayom. It could be the whole day. Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi, Omer me'eis le'eis. It's a machlokas. Okay. The machlokas is based on when it says in the Torah, biyom shamo. What does biyom mean? What does biyom mean? Right. So, unish'om l'nadarim. And you can go to a chacham to have the nether undone. Ibai lehu. Kishalo ha'ilo p'nai. That's only because you didn't have enough time. Right? You didn't have enough time to go before Shabbos. Odil ma'filu ha'ilo p'nai. You had time, plenty of time. P'nai means time. You had time. I made a nether, I'm visiting my mother-in-law next Thursday. So you can get Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. You have so much time to go. Or... And then another, I'm not visiting her Masa Shabbos. You ran out of time. You don't have time to go. You have to go on Shabbos. So, huh? It doesn't say tonight. It says p'nai. No, p'nai means time. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Toshma. We learned in the Brisa. Das kiku go rabbanu lo zutra berei derav zera visharale nidareha afagaf the havele p'nai. Even though they had time, you could still do it. On Shabbos. Then new thing. Shepakku es hamaor. You can stuff up a window, right? Vikashu es hamakida begemi, and you can tie the rope. So what's going on here? Amar Yehuda Marav, Hilkati Kitana Haisa. There was a small path, a small alley, bein shnei batim, between two houses. Vetuma Haisa Sham, and there was tuma there. And what happened was. The Gigis Seduka Munachas Lagaban, and there was a path, there were two houses, and there was a barrel that was stuck in between the two houses above the path. Now there's a dead body lying in the path. So if there's a hole in the barrel, the tumma will go through the hole and can possibly go into the windows of the house and make the house tummy. If not, it gets stuck. The tumah can't go up. So, they closed up the window, and they tied up the kli, the gemi, leida, to know im yesham bagigis poseach techfach in lav. To know if there's in this barrel a hole the size of a tefach, which would allow the tumah to go up forward. Umedivrein labadu shepokin umodadin v'kosher b'shabbos. This is the last gemara of Masechta Shabbos. Ula igla lebe reish galusa. Ula went to visit the reish galusa. Chazil l'rabba bar Rav Huna. He saw Rabba Rav Huna. The Yosef b'uvna. He was in the tub. He was in the bathtub. The maya of water. So kamashach le. And he was measuring it. He was measuring the tub. Amalei. Aim. 1 second. Aim ad amri rabbanan medida de mitzvah. When do rabbanan say you're allowed to measure if it's for a mitzvah? I want to know if I have the right amount of matzah at the Seder. So can I measure the matzah with those charts? Yes, you can. It's a mitzvah. The lav mitzvah, mi amar? If it's not a mitzvah, what are you measuring the tub for? It's not a mitzvah. Amalei, he answers back, mis'aseg ba'alma ana. I'm just stam doing nothing. I'm just stam wasting time. I'm just stam mis'aseg. Does it mean halachic mis'aseg? Like when I wanted to pick the cherry, I ended up picking up the flower. That's not what it means. It doesn't mean halachic mis'aseg. It means I'm just passing the time. So I'm not doing it for any real reason. I've got nothing else to do in the tub over here. So I'm just passing the time. Okay? What kind of heter is that? When are you allowed to do a malacha just to pass because you're bored? I have nothing to do, so I'll write a letter. But I'm not really doing it to write. I'm doing it because I'm bored. Just passing the time. What kind of heter is that? So, explains that the real reason why is measuring usher? Why can't you measure on Shabbos? Some say because it's not going to come to right. He didn't hold that was the reason. He held the reason was it's because it's like a tircha. It's mimtocha
tircha. It's like you're doing it for a work purpose.
Exactly. So he was that. Then it's usher. So I wasn't doing it for a work purpose. I'm doing it because I'm bored. So the whole reason anyway is only tercha. It's only uvdu dechol, like a uvdu dechol type of thing. So uvdu dechol type of thing, you're doing it for no, because you're bored, it's not a problem. The Ben Yoyada says an unbelievable vart. He says, when you're in the bathtub, you're not wearing any clothing. So you're not allowed to think about anything Torah did. No mitzvos, no Torah, you're not allowed to think about it. So he was busy measuring things just to keep his mind off of Torah. That's what he meant to say. I'm busy. I don't want to learn in the bathtub. See what I'm doing? I'm measuring things. What for? Just not to learn. It's a brilliant answer, right? Now, are you allowed to talk about measuring on Shabbos? You allowed to measure on Shabbos? No, you're not allowed to measure on Shabbos. You allowed to take a temperature on Shabbos in the old-fashioned thermometers? Says Rav Moshe, 100% yes. Why? So there's halacha lemaisa. Rav Moshe is a tshuva, and everyone agrees with him. Shlomo Zalman agreed with him, the Shevet Halevi agreed, everyone agreed with him. You're allowed to take a temperature on Shabbos. Why? First of all, it's a mitzvah, because you need to know if someone's sick. So if someone's sick, you can take care of them. It's a mitzvah. That's first of all. Second of all, Rav Moshe said a very interesting thing. He said the only time Medida is usher is if it's for, the Medida is necessary because I need a certain size. I need a certain size, so I'm going to measure the size. Here, I don't need a size. I'm trying to the guy has a temperature or not. The guy has a fever. So there's no reason why it's usher. It's for both reasons. Number one is for a mitzvah. What? Right, but you can't measure. That's not even work. I'm gonna measure the living room today. Why? Because I'm getting new couches. I want to make sure it's gonna fit. So, I don't know if you should do that on Shabbos. I'm not sure. That might be something you shouldn't really be doing on Shabbos. Why? Because I'm measuring for a purpose. I want to know the size of the couch. You shouldn't be doing that on Shabbos.
That's a defined size, or the temperature is not a defined measure.
That's one reason. The second reason was it's for a mitzvah.
So
can
you use a thermometer on Shabbos?
I just said yes.
Why?
So two reasons. Number one, it's for a mitzvah. The mitzvah is you want to know if someone's a chola.
That's a mitzvah?
Yes, absolutely. Rav Moshe says it's clearly a mitzvah. No shaila, it's a mitzvah. Because the guy's sick, you got to take care of him. No shaila about that. Even if not for that reason, it's still mutter, because the only time you're not allowed to measure is when you're measuring, because I want to know the I want to know what exactly the size for a purpose. Here, I don't want the guy a fever or not. It's not the same kind of thing. And the Moshe said it's mutter. And everyone agreed with him. It's interesting halacha. Okay. So yesterday I went to the community-wide Tzium. Couldn't call it a community, it was a poor turnout. Community-wide Tzium. There was a community-wide Tzium about Masechta Shabbos. There was a minion, yeah. Barely, yeah, there was a minion. And Rabbi Elephant from the OU, he spoke, he was there, and he said a very nice thought. He said, what is the end of the Masechta through the beginning of the Masechta? And the answer is, he said like this. He said, the end of the Masechta, the last story here is about a guy who's in the bathtub measuring. Why is he measuring? Because we said he didn't want to do anything wrong. He wanted to pass the time. The first Mishnah of the Masechta is about a guy giving a rich man, giving a poor man food. But the problem is he carried. And the lesson is that Shabbos is only 24 hours a day. He says that's why there are 24 prakim in Masechta Shabbos. But it's only 25 hours, but okay. It's extra time. It's really 24 hours. And every moment of Shabbos is special. And sometimes you think to yourself, I'm giving tzedakah. I'm giving tzedakah. The poor man comes. There's a mutter way to do it. Every minute you have to know what you're doing. Every second. And at the end of the Masechta, he's sitting in the bathtub. What's he doing? He's spending every second. That's a good question. I don't know. He's spending every second. He's spending every second in a constructive way, in a positive way, and that's the lesson of Shabbos.
Wasn't the beginning more about measuring a mikvah?
Yeah. So that's again. If you want to measure the mikvah on Shabbos, you're allowed to do that too. Why? It's for mitzvah, right? So all those kinds of mitzvah things are good, and non-mitzvah things are not good. So I thought of a different reason connecting the beginning of the Masechta and the end of the Masechta. The beginning of the Masechta talks about carrying, which is the most ordinary of all the malachos. It's the most ordinary, right? It's the most ordinary. It's probably the most common in a place where there's no Erev. It's for sure the most common because carrying is something we always do. I don't always plow. I don't always cook. But I'm always carrying. As a matter of fact, this past Shabbos, the Erev was down in parts of the neighborhood. Right, and I saw someone sent one of these things on one of the chats. Are there going to be extra masks in shul because I can't carry my mask, and I don't want to wear the masks? So will there be extra masks in shul? And the guy wrote back from the shul, yes, we bought extra masks just for the Shabbos because the shul's over, you know, near Broadway where the Erev is, where there's an issue. It's so common. We don't even think about it. We have to know Erev. Oh my goodness, how am I going to get my master shul? So common. The end of the Masechta talks about things that are so ordinary. How you prepare food for the dog. Right? How you measure the mikvah, the bathtub. Such ordinary, ordinary things. Such a funny thing. Starts with ordinary, most ordinary malacha, and it ends with ordinary, mundane activities on Shabbos. And the answer is, it's obvious. We think that that Shabbos is a lofty, some lofty spiritual experience. You feed the dog the right way on Shabbos. That's being Mekayim Shabbos. You don't carry in a place that there's no Eruv. You're being Mekayim Shabbos. It doesn't have to be lofty and spiritual. Keeping the halachas is the best way of demonstrating that you're holding from Shabbos. And that's the lesson of Masechta Shabbos. Hajjan Allah Misha Hikshik Vizikla Masechta Shabbos. Hajjan Allah Misha Hikshik Vizikla Masechta Shabbos. Hajjan Allah Misha Hikshik Vizikla Masechta Shabbos. Should we go? Let me shut this off.